Hello everyone. Thank you for coming for this presentation on the Integral Healthcare Clinic. As you know, Kailash Clinic has been working for some time now, and we are providing many services already, including both medical services, nursing services, as well as many complementary therapies such as naturopathy, homeopathy, acupuncture, and physiotherapy. We have medical doctors and nurses available every morning, Monday to Saturday, and complementary therapies every afternoon and some mornings, and we have been working since July 2008. This space is a temporary space offered by Kailash community because they had two rooms available for us for only 1 year, and we could extend it up to 2010.
Okay, I can take it from here. Basically, the estimation for the facility setup is for the building itself is 1.4 crores, which is, you can see the figure in euros, 235,000. Equipment will be around 60 lakhs, so 0.6 crores. And the total amount is approximately 2 crores, which is 335 euros for those. That's the estimation. And we thought of looking at this budget from different perspectives. That if, for example, this project as we plan it should be able to serve a population of 4,000 people, and if we divide this facility with all the equipment in it for the population that is planned, it comes to 5,000 rupees per person. This was just a useful figure to look at. And if you do the same for the present population of 2,000, then it comes to 10,000 rupees per person. So this was just helpful for our thinking and to see how to go about fundraising. And the question that was there, can you go back one? The question that we had after looking at this from this angle is that can we try and raise some of this amount internally in Oroville? Is it something affordable? So do we have people who actually can perhaps contribute personally at least the amount that is needed for one person? We know that there are many people who cannot do that, yes, people who are on maintenance particularly, but maybe there are those who can contribute for more than one person. So we have this question, can we actually try to do the fundraising inside of Oroville as a first step? And see what are the possibilities there. Yeah, now it's time for questions.
Have you foreseen that people who are constantly working there are with some maintenance also for their work? Or what is the budget for the people working in the hospital?
I'm working for the human resource team. And we do have a select group of therapists in Oroville that do receive a full maintenance. And they work not only in, some of them work out of their own homes, and they send in to the human resource team a list of the people they have seen. So that's the only check we have. Every month they get a full maintenance, and every month they send us a list of the people they see. And that so far that's been working rather well. The people, the therapists in the Kailash Clinic are also receiving a maintenance, some of them part-time and some full-time, and they're expected to give their service, right? Did that answer your question?
Okay. There's a lot of guests here now. In 5 years, 10 years, there'll be even more. We'd have to make very clear provisions for them.
The clinic will be the provision for them.
Won't we?
Yeah.
I mean, they wouldn't take over or swamp us or...
Of course they will.
Of course they will. Oh.
But we will have the clinic running fully then.
Yeah.
We hope to, within 5 years, of course.
Oh.
I think what Jocelyn meant is that the current Kailash Clinic, yeah, which is a small space,
yeah,
would be swamped if all the guests went there.
Yeah.
But as this clinic comes up, it's designed to serve the needs of the visitors who come to Oroville.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah. And at the moment, for example, we have at the time maybe around between 500 and 700 people as guests.
Yeah.
Yeah. So still, Aurovillian population is bigger, so they cannot swamp it completely. So, and if it would be under pressure that there are more guests trying to get in that Aurovillians, we would have to develop a way that, okay, so many, this percentage of time that people are working there for Aurovillians, and this for guests. So it's just we are answering from top of our heads, I guess, because we didn't have this pressure as yet. So once it comes, we will see how to handle it. But it is essentially the idea behind it is a service for the community. So we hope to maintain that.
So you said 4,000, this proposed clinic would be for 4,000 people, right?
Yeah.
And is there land to expand later on, or do you have to build up, or what is the idea?
In fact, we, if you go back, we can show you on the map that there is already a provision made for a larger inpatient facility. Now we are building four rooms, but there will be a possibility to build, I think, in this block.
Go back, please.
Yeah, any of those, yeah. So this part is just indicated here. So will be the main inpatient facility, and I think 16 rooms will be there. So it can be built in phases or in one go, and these rooms perhaps will go there and some other facilities will come in this inpatient, which is at the moment here, yeah? So there is a provision for development, and I think outpatient part can serve more than even 4,000.
Can we see the site plan? Before.
Yeah, maybe I can also... Okay, the thing is that the site which was allocated for the health facility is from here, going down, I think more or less up to here, like that. So the development can still go around here. But at the moment, these two pieces of land do not belong to Auroville. So we can only build here. Perhaps something can come here, yeah? But maybe in 2 years' time, by the time we hope, when we hope to finish this project, maybe some of these pieces will be acquired. Let's see. But the possibility is there, at least in Levenir d'Auroville has made a provision for a further expansion. So, and we also think that complementary therapies will be the fastest to grow, yeah. So already next to ARCA, there is a water center is planned, water therapies, which will include Watsu and other water therapies. So we have already a health neighborhood developing there. And ARCA perhaps can also take on some of the functions and eventually merge into a health sort of park that we are talking about. There was an idea
that
of a health park.
That is good news.
We just hope at the moment. We cannot do anything. So
we need to integrate ARCA into the Auroville plan.
And are you thinking about really not only for a broken leg, so really a serious accident to have the right emergency, and then like computer tomography, and also I think it will cost a fortune to buy all this thing. Are you thinking about this really? So to take care for a serious accident too?
I think we would need to go practical here because certain type of equipment makes sense on certain number of patients. Yeah. So to keep a computer tomography which will be used once a week wouldn't make sense. Yeah. But same for the intensive care unit, yeah, what you're speaking about, the serious injuries. It would also make sense with certain population, one, and another, availability of the personnel. So to be able at least to do initial help, first aid in case of emergency would be already progress, because at the moment it happens, people who are in the health center, in the clinic, do their best, but that's not a good situation. Good situation is when everybody is trained and ready to receive those, stabilize person, and then transport properly. So which means also a good ambulance and nurses, doctors, everyone is well trained, which we are not because we are not having those cases every day. So that would be already development. And once population grows and demand is there, I think the pressure will be sufficient to have ICU and maybe even employ staff from outside if you cannot have from inside. So that's all sort of possible, but we would need to see how practically manage those things.
The plan that you have done, is it fixed or is it still supple? You can change it, or do you have many architects working on it, or do you have architects who are specialized in building clinics?
It's a very good question. In fact, we had this question to the audience, not a question, this point to share, that this project is basically a first study made by Dorothy. We worked together to make it, so it helps us to understand what may come. But the idea is actually to open up, since this is a public project, to open it up to other architects in Oroville to submit their alternatives, or if they wish to come and help to improve this one. So it's most fluid project proposal you can imagine. It's just a first study.
The brother of Andrea Babu is specialized in making hospitals and clinics. And he seems to be very good in the sense that when there is a contest, the winner of the contest is making the building. And he is this type of person. So I think he's willing to have our plans and then work on them and give us some input. And the problem is that he's specialized in clinics and hospitals which are allopathic. And what we want to do here is an integrated healthcare. And I would like to know, even in the plan that you have, how far it is integrated, how far we have something which reflects the idea and the essence of the health project.
I think that this is just a first approach. And as you can see from the design, it is quite a traditional, conventional initial design.
Could you please show me with your finger or something?
This is quite a conventional design in which it looks, or it could be, an allopathic hospital also.
So
this is rather conventional design, and it's only an attempt to put down in physical space some of the requirements in as simple a way as possible. And this could serve an allopathic clinic very well. As far as the complementary therapies go, as you can see, we have a pharmacy here.
Yeah.
We have consultation rooms here. This is the reception. What is this?
Laboratory.
This is the laboratory, and?
That's perhaps part of the, I don't know, storage space.
Oh, the storage space, or UPS, maybe a small dressing room or something.
UPS facility.
And then this is the emergency section, which is mainly the first aid room, etc. And this is inpatient. So you could even say that this whole block, and then this is laundry and sterilization and other ancillary services. So these are all part of any hospital anywhere. So the design that you see today is a conventional medical design where there is not really inputs in seeing what suits a complementary therapy best, what sort of room is good for acupuncture. Even the treatment rooms here are conventional blocks. So as Ruslan mentioned, this is an attempt to put down in space all these things so that further thinking can happen. We are also considering whether going forward, it may not be better to have two different buildings. One which has all this infrastructure, which is regulated because there are rules about how a pharmacy should be, how a first aid room should be, how an sterilization should be. These are all regulated by the health environment, you know, the medical, allopathic environment and its rules.
Yeah.
And the building which houses all of these facilities, the consultation, the inpatient, has to follow certain rules and regulations. Mm. And so we may not have so much creative input in that. But we could also consider another building which is providing complementary therapies, which has more open spaces possibly. So this is in the very early stage of thinking as to how best to create an integral health center.
Yes. I think it would be nice to integrate immediately in the same building the two approaches. Because if we make two buildings, it's like we create immediately a separation in the space.
I would agree.
So how to work out a plan in which there is enough place for the holistic approach? And, yeah.
That's a challenge. And in fact, we have time for this because at the moment, the way we plan our work, we said that we would give now 6 months from January till July for a fundraising.
Yeah,
inside and outside of Oroville. And that would be the time when parallel to this fundraising process, some architectural studies could be done.
Okay. About the fundraising, Hello? Can you hear me?
No, it's not
good. So that's why.
Okay, just speak, yeah.
No, I was just...
Can you try this one? Let me just check if this one was better. Hello?
Yes. So I was thinking, I was asking you, since we have met about 2 months ago, do you have any response for the fundraising? Did you contact or have you been contacted by some people? And is there some progress on that level?
There is some progress. And it is like this situation. We have planned another presentation to which we would specifically invite people who are, like you have given us a list. We have also a few people added to that list to invite those for a presentation just for them. Today's presentation was meant for a community at large, and we published it in the news and notes and put posters here and there. So,
yes.
So we have still a small audience, nevertheless, but perhaps people don't go for... projects which are not controversial or I don't know what. So when we have a selection committee discussions, the attendance is much higher. So, but yeah, that's what we have done so far. And we will have it in, I think, in a couple of weeks. Sumit, what is the date?
In a couple of weeks, what we're trying to do is to make a list of people, business units, and also individuals, Orovillians, friends of Orovilles who may have funds at their disposal to give to this project and approach them individually and present this project in detail to them, gather their inputs, see if there is something they would like added or what would appeal, and also work out a fundraising proposal with them because they might have ideas. And so we are now starting the fundraising part in which now this is the information meeting, and I think we have our story quite okay. And now we'll be approaching interested people, organizations, and individuals to see to what extent they can support this project.
So you have already put in the news and note, you have put the number?
Oh, yes, we do. Yeah, we did.
Nothing has happened so far?
We had one donation, I think, what was it? Mandala Pottery have donated.
So something has come.
Yes,
we are hopeful we will get the money starting rolling in as we start approaching people.
I feel that we have done a lot of efforts in the last 5 years in the planning work of hospitals and facilities for alternative energy. I remember one workshop with architects coming from all over India last year, and then we had a big approach also for the mental hospital facility with a very good design. So I feel we should recuperate all these things which are already existing also from other projects. I know that it's not the only ones, and then maybe try to put all the things together and also try to bring all the architects who have worked on it together, because I feel it's not necessary to do a double thing. Especially, I remember we had done in this 2 weeks workshop a lot of research on what is the need, how it should be, what it should look like, and it was very beautiful, the results we got out, and also the results from the planning period of the mental health facility was quite fruitful, and we did a lot of planning work there. So what I feel is that we should try to get all these plans together and then see how we can combine them or how we can meld them so that all the activities could be coordinated. And let's see that maybe in the first and second phase, things happening in this place only. And if there are more people later on, maybe also have some decentralized type of things going on. But I feel it's a very good idea to concentrate in the beginning on one spot and bring things together and then let them spread from there whatever is required as extra, as we have quiet now, or things that there are the other health center, that there should be some collaboration amongst the facilities then, so that the exchanges and things could also happen. But I feel that it is very important that all the results we had from the last 5 years should be somehow assembled, and I don't know whether a planning group is still existing or is foreseen for the future who will take up this work.
I think what we are looking at and what we are missing in the team is additional input on construction, architecture, design, people who are willing to take time, who have information already. And we are very open to new people joining a team. This is also for Auroville Radio, which people will listen to. And if anyone would like to help with the conceptualization, with the gathering of information, with the suggestion of alternative energy, water management, we're very open. And if you would like to join and help from outside Ingo or from inside, you're also very welcome, as also anyone else, because the team is a very open one, and we are hoping more and more people will come forward to collaborate and join. Mm-hmm.
Shall we move down? There were a couple of things.
Okay. Is there any particular regulations in India when you want to build a clinic? And are you aware of that? And do you have people who can help you about that?
Sumit, maybe you would be the better person to answer this one.
There is a senior doctor in Pondicherry. As some of you may know, there's a postgraduate institute of dental sciences in Pondicherry, which it turns out teaches only postgraduate students dentistry, and as part of this they also teach them medicine and surgery. So they have a general medicine and general surgery department, and Mr. Srinivas Murthy put us in charge with the head of medicine, Dr. Bhatt, who is a very senior physician, and he has experience in helping set up the emergency section of the institute and also of two or three hospitals before. And he told us that there are definite rules and regulations laid down by the Indian Medical Council, and the state medical councils may have their own. And he has offered us help from the Postgraduate Institute in terms of regulations, rules, consultation, also free of charge on his own. And we are intending to approach the institute, visit them, ask the people who help them construct things, get the rule books, and also make sure that the facility, at least the medical parts of it, are completely in line, because a complementary space is still not very regulated, so we have a little more leeway there. One of the proposals for architecture was to have a center, which is mainly the reception and all the administration and maybe even the diagnostic services, and around the center have arcs or wings, which could be, as we have the petals of the Mathura Mandir, or as there were some designs for Shambhala and for the health center, buildings which serve or which create an atmosphere suitable to each therapy there.
Mm-hmm. I remember that 2 years ago we worked on that model.
Yes, we worked on that model, and there are some diagrams, but what we would really like is to have people join us, because we are a bit stretched with fundraising, with proposal making, with human resources, with conceptualization, and we are a bit short in this area today. So if any of you know someone who would like to contribute or who has knowledge on this, please ask them to contact us. The best way to contact us is to just drop in at the Kailash Clinic in the mornings. Ruslan is there or Francesca is there, and speak to them.
Can we move down, because we have...
Let's go to the next question, discussion topics.
Yeah. We perhaps partly covered it, but let's... the question is to those who are hearing this for the first time. Do you need that? Do you think that Auroville needs such a project, such a clinic to be developed?
Or does anyone feel that perhaps this clinic is not appropriate or not the right thing for Auroville?
I think that the situation at the moment is not yet the best. We had these problems with the health center, which was specially meant for the villagers. And now I feel additional Kailash is already bringing some prosperity and some new possibilities. But I think still, especially mental health care and also the alternative health care is not well received or well settled yet. And it will need a big effort to find first the facilities and then also the people who are constantly able and ready to do the daily work, as well as the outpatients care and all what we were talking before. So I think a big effort is still needed, and that's why I was asking this question about the planning group. I feel that maybe once a month at least we should have a type of a planning group where people who are willing to join this activity come together and discuss these matters in a constant way.
So, Ingo, you feel that this project is a good one, but you have concerns that a lot of effort would need to put in to manage it, to create it, and then to run it. The idea of a planning group seems good, to invite other people not centrally in the team to come and interact with us. We could perhaps invite people from La Avenir, from the various groups, and other architects and other things. So perhaps we can see if we can put up something like this.
We invited them all.
Shall we go to the next question?
Malika wants to...
I think we should not be afraid by the difficulties that we have now. I think we are planning for the future, actually, and that this clinic will be absolutely what we need now, but we will need it even more in 5 or 10 years. We cannot continue with a small health center devoted for the villagers, and only a small clinic like we have now in Kailash. We definitely have to see further.
Mm-hmm.
For me, it seemed essential for Auroville to have this integrated health center.
Thank you. Yeah. Okay.
Will this include facilities for mental health care, or am I a bit behind on this?
Yeah, this question we
had
already.
Yes, definitely we would have all the medical specialties there, including psychotherapy and psychiatry and outpatient care. However, mental health care also, if it is for serious illnesses and requires admission and long-term monitoring, that would have to be planned for separately. And as we go for the second phase, which is the inpatient wing, the beds, so this is part of the design of architecturally of this place, because if we are going to have inpatient mental health or mentally disturbed individuals, then the design also has to take in consideration these needs. So the details of exactly which specialities we can have, which we cannot have, whether mental health care we can cater to from the first or not, even though it's very required, I think it needs wider discussion as we go forward with the community and with other individuals who would like to work in this field.
Morgan, can we go down? Yeah, that was the other question, and we partly spoke about it, but maybe you could tell us, what do you think, is it possible to raise money for such project internally within Auroville?
It should be, because everybody's going to need it. Everybody will need it, won't they? Whether they're young or old, everybody falls off their bikes, everybody gets old, and everybody dies. And what were the statistics? In 10 years, there'll be how many hundred of people over 65? So you'd think on that basis alone, people would give it. Because it will affect them.
Yes, I think we should really motivate the people. It's so urgent, and I think we can really convince it. There is an incredible need for it, and I have to say thank you for all these activities to start with this, and I want to give really all the power in it. It's beautiful, beautiful, great, and I think with this power we can also attract people to support it.
I feel that maybe we should start with the donation box in Kailash itself, because people who need the service right now are maybe more ready to give something also, and maybe have a kind of a poster there explaining them the project and saying if you require better treatment in future, please try to contribute now so that the money can be raised. And I heard that a lot of people are already coming. And if even we could say 50 rupees or something, a small amount of each person who is coming there, taking the service, giving to this box, would be a helpful thing to get some accounts started where maybe planning or things could be financed afterwards.
Ingo, I think you mean a voluntary contribution rather than a charge, that even if people put in a little money every time, it would grow into some sum.
Yeah.
Yes.
Malika, yeah.
I don't know, I had an idea. I don't know if it's good or not. But for example, this question, the question that we had before, could we put it in the intranet and ask people to answer and see what the population will of Orville will say?
That's a good point.
Mm-hmm. You mean the pulse?
Yes.
There is a question called the pulse in intranet.
Yes, that also. For example, do we need a clinic like that? And can we raise this money internally and see how people could react? That could be interesting for us.
Especially that breakout.
We are talking about an integral health center.
Yes, so we need this, and where the money comes from, I don't care if it's internal or external.
We need it, basically.
Okay, so we can already go to the next one.
Because a few years ago, the Land Fund put a huge amount of effort and imagination into making everybody aware of the land process, didn't they? It was sort of everywhere, and they raised a lot of money, but they had this project to make people aware. Mm. That was very inspiring.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I think I agree with this. You know, seeing how many people were there in the last presentation and today, maybe we have to be creative to find ways that people feel concerned. Mm-hmm. Because nobody wants to think about getting old, getting injured. But, I mean, we can find... the pizza thing, you know, for Kailash was quite creative, and people, there was music, and I don't know how much money this brought to Kailash Clinic, but this type of propositions might be positive, very positive.
I think generally the whole subject of health is sort of not talked about in Oroville. And so there's no, you know, there's even, to maintenances are even difficult. Most therapists are not on the payroll of anything. They work for free or on donation. And everybody gets sent to PIMS. It's a health fund paying, and then they don't find anything in their costly tests, and then they come back to the therapist who work for free. So as long as this system stays, nothing will change.
I'm sorry, I have to leave. So see you next time.
Yeah, thank you for
Malika.
Coming. Shall we go to the next question?
Yes.
after this.
And the next one. Yeah. Basically, it is already was partly mentioned, and but as Sumit said, that we are really looking forward that more people are joining, particularly in setting it up at this stage. Yeah, once it is built, I think we will have some meetings with therapists, because we know that some of them do look for a place where to do the practice. So, but at this point of time, we need the help to create the facility. And if there is anybody who would like to join, that's absolutely welcome.
Excuse me, I forgot one thing. Would this include hospice care?
That's a very good question. At the moment, I think we cannot avoid to include that, because we have hospice type of care or happening at the house, at home of people who are not well. So the home care service should be able to work for that as well. And perhaps some of the rooms could be also used for terminally ill people, yeah. So can we go to the next? Yeah, and as it was already mentioned, we are welcoming architectural input, and we will go maybe even with the better information out into News and Notes and Auroville.net once we are ready, inviting architects to join or to participate, to make it an open sort of tender process in Auroville. Yeah, if you have any more suggestions, please share.
Maybe they have already been given over
a
the
lot,
presentation.
Yeah.
So let's go on. Is there anything after this?
No, I think
so. Thank you, everyone.
Okay. We had a few years ago, we had the idea of doing a kind of health fair here in the town hall, where therapists, present their work in one way or the other. Then it didn't happen, not enough people ready. Most therapists, many therapists don't want to talk about their work. And then I think the first step towards is to have at least kind of a flyer of what you're doing. So already half of them didn't want to do that at that time. But I think if you do a specific job, you should be able to say what you're doing on half a page, basically, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot to, in terms of what is health and healthcare, it's a non-subject in Orville, and we have to start somewhere.
I think we still have this small booklet where most of the therapists are registered, and then Maria has the plans of the mental health care center,
mm-hmm.
and Dania and Susan have the plans from the seminars, which were assembled by Muna. I had them for some time and handed them over to them because they have more space than I have at the moment. And so I think there must be other people. I don't know. She might have some older plans from other plannings. And I think that's the first step, maybe, to have an office or a place where all these things can be kept and assembled, and a place where we maybe once a month can meet to...
Yes.
Later on, I'm ready also to give some space for that if it's needed.
Yeah, that's actually what we have been trying to find somewhere. We were thinking of asking ARCA, but they don't have anything ready as yet for an office space, because that will really help meetings. We can keep files there. We can have a computer there. We can have a secretary there. So currently, we are looking for office space somewhere. And if it's in the center, that's good. If it's out of the center also, it's okay for the time being. But not too far off.
I think from next week on, I will have a new office space, so I will keep in mind maybe to have one desk there.
Where is
concerning
this?
The in Hope.
Okay.
In concerning Hope. The health purposes.
Hope is a little bit.
Thank you everyone for coming, and Auroville Radio for recording.
Yeah, thank you. Okay.
And for your help.